Rory O'Neill joining us. Rory, good Monday morning. Latest in Israel, we were just talking about. It's getting to be a pretty tense situation, not only in Israel, but beyond. Take it away, Rory.
It is, and we've got President Biden trying to put pressure on countries like Iran and Jordan to keep things contained. We don't want this to spill out into becoming a regional conflict. Now, Israel did announce that its troops killed some senior Hamas operatives during its expanded operations on the ground in Gaza. They said they also took out four Palestinian groups or members in the West Bank during operations there in the past 24 hours as well. So we are seeing this increased activity by the Israeli military on the ground in Gaza and now in the West Bank as well, as they're expanding their response to what happened back on October 7th.
Yeah, and, you know, the humanitarian crisis now unfolding in Gaza. And, of course, another bit of unrelated information. The Biden administration announced that they're going to work with college campuses now on the anti-Semitism and the anti-Israeli sentiment that is now sort of spilling over several colleges we've seen in New York City and Washington, D.C., Rory.
Yeah, that has become a growing issue. San Francisco, Maine, I think, Baltimore, and New York City. All the focus now of this program, a joint operation with the Department of Education, the Department of Justice, and Homeland Security involved in this as well, trying to monitor some of this hate speech they're seeing bubble up online.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio, national correspondent. Thank you, Rory.
Thanks, Jack.